This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden signed a new security agreement with Ukraine, pledging America's long-term support to the country during his meeting with leaders of the Group of Seven democracies in Italy. We get more from Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
The deal, signed on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy, aims to commit future U.S. administrations to support Ukraine, even if former President Donald Trump wins November's election, officials said.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
This is an agreement on steps to guarantee sustainable peace, and therefore it benefits everyone in the world, because the Russian war against Ukraine is a real, real global threat.
The agreement indicates the U.S. will provide weapons and ammunition and intelligence sharing, and is meant to be a step toward Ukraine's eventual NATO membership.
United Nations agencies are trying to determine if famine should be officially declared in war-ravaged Sudan.
On Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said 12 million people have been displaced in what is the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
People are dying from a lack of access to essential services and medicines.
The latest projection by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, states that between June and September, an estimated 756,000 people will be in Phase 5 catastrophe. That means the country has not yet reached famine, but is still considered a major crisis. In areas formally designated as Phase 5 famine, more than two people per 10,000 are dying daily.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.